Early this morning, despite the rain, people lined the road in the county down village of Clough near Ballykinler to cheer on the Olympic torch, carried by Corporal Roberta Parkinson of the Royal Irish and UDR Aftercare Service.
We were formed here 5 years ago when the Royal Irish was disbanded, and we were set up as the Aftercare Service to look after ex-servicemen and their families of the UDR and Royal Irish Home Service. And basically, we're here like to signpost veterans till, you know, for help, who've come to us looking for help. It's threefold: is vocational, medical and benevolence. And I deal mainly with benevolence, and that means going out to visit veterans in their own home and establishing a need for help.
It was a proud day for her husband Jim, who nominated her.
Having served with Roberta for a number of years, and then falling in love with her and eventually getting married, I've just gone so proud of the work that she does, for the welfare team and for the families of men and women who have been affected by the troubles. And she does it so well. She's loved by everyone. I get to meet some of the families, and they just think that she's the greatest thing, you know.
How excited and proud was she at 4:15 this morning about running today?
Well, she's been very excited. It's been building up over the last few weeks. She's pretty calm about the whole thing. But as the days came on, right up till last night, then the nerves were going a little bit. She constantly had this fear about falling over with the torch, which is typical Roberta, and it's something she would actually do, believe it or not. She was great this morning. She was fairly calm once we got to the hotel, and she had a little cup of tea and settled her nerves. And I think you can see as she came through the village, the big smile was there, her famous smile, and I think she was enjoying the whole thing, absolutely.
In an army career spanning 30 years, Corporal Parkinson has never shied away from sporting challenges.
I done loads of things with the army. I was very sporty. I played hockey for them, I played squash for them, I played tennis for them. I done the Nijmegen March with the Gibraltar Regiment. I helped out with the field gun team for the Gibraltar Regiment. I led the Gibraltar Regiment to the Army Cup Finals in the hockey when I was there for the 2 years. I've done a 21-gun salute for the Queen's birthday while I was in Gibraltar. So all in all, it's been quite a long and, I'd like to say, successful career in the Army, and practically loved every minute of it.
But despite her high-profile military sporting achievements, her husband Jim says today was different.
For her to do it, representing what it is, you know, she's a